Ya so the nanjana prajjanandana. Ya malatira balasadi. Ya monasira balasadi. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Bhari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Bhari. Bhavijana balabha iribara dhaji. Bhavijana balabha iribara dhaji. Yasodhanandana Rajajanarandana. Yasodhanandana Rajajanarandana. Yasamunasira Vanasadhi. Yamuna Tira Vanam Sadhi. Aya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari. Madhava Kunjabi Hari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari. Madhava Kunjabi Hari. Jaya Vishnu Pad Paramahansa Parivijakacharya Astatara Satasi Simad His Divine Grace Sri Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki.
Jai.
Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki.
Jai.
Ora Premanandi.
Hari Hari Bo.
For this evening's class, we're going to be discussing the pastime of Akura coming to Vrindavan for a very unpleasant service of taking Krishna from Vrindavan. Unpleasant at least. No, thank you. Very unpleasant at least for the residents of Vrindavan.
今天晚上我们讲述的话题是 Akura 抵达 Vrindavan. 至少他要去做一件 很令人不愉快的一件事情，至少对于文达文的居民来说是非常不愉快的事情， 那就是要把Krishna带走。
Those of you that have read Nectar Devotion, you know a little bit about who Akura is.
你们大家阅读了《奉爱的甘露》这本书的奉献者们， 对Akura是有所了解的吧？
There are 9 processes of bhakti, and Akura's name is mentioned as having achieved perfection through one of those 9 processes of bhakti.
有9种奉爱服务的程序， Akura 是通过这九种奉爱服务的程序当中的一种，到达了完美的境界。
He offered prayers to the personality of Godhead that are very celebrated section of Srimad Bhagavatam.
他向至尊歌手神敬献了非常崇高的祷文，这一部分在圣典博迦瓦坛是非常著名的一部分。
Akura is often described as Uncle Akura.
Akura 通常情况下把 Akura 描述为 Akura 舅舅。
He's Krishna's uncle because Akura was from the Yadu dynasty, as Krishna's family was also from the same Yadu dynasty.
Akura.他是 Krishna 的舅舅 ，Akura 是来自亚度王朝的 ，Krishna 同样也是来自亚度王朝。
And he's very elder compared to Krishna's age.
从年龄上讲，跟 Krishna 相比 ，Akura 比 Krishna 要年长。
When Akura arrived in Vrindavan.Krishna was only 11 years, 8 months old.
当 Akura 抵达 Vrindavan 的时候 ,Krishna 那个时候只有11岁08个月。
But he was a pure devotee of Krishna.
但是 Akura 是 Krishna 的纯粹奉献者。
When Kamsa put his father in prison, put Vasudeva and Devaki in prison, and terrorized the members of the Yadu dynasty in Mathura, many left Mathura out of fear of him.
当 Kamsa 把 Krishna 的父母 Vasudeva 和 Devaki 囚禁到了监狱当中，那个时候 Yadu 王朝的很多的族人因为害怕 Kamsa 纷纷逃离了家园。
But Akura remained.
但是 Akura留了下来。
Akura remained because he knew that Krishna would appear and he wanted to see Krishna in Vrindavan, so he stayed on to assist the government of Kamsa.
Akura 他知道 Krishna 会显现于世，他会 Akura 渴望去到 Vrindavan 见到 Krishna， 所以 Akura 继续留了下来，继续来协助政府的事宜。
In chapter 36 of Canto 10, Srimad Bhagavatam, Narada visited Kamsa.
在圣典博迦瓦坛第十篇36章里面讲到 Narada 去走访了 Kamsa。
Kamsa received him very nicely.
Kamsa 非常好的接待了 Narada Muni。
As a result, Narada did something very mysterious, but the purpose of what he did was to assist the flow of Krishna's pastimes. He's a pure devotee.
然后 Narada 做了非常神秘的、不可思议的一件事情。他做这件事情的目的呢，就是来协助 Krishna 的行如流水一般的逍遥时光不断的上演。
Narada wanted that Krishna would kill Kamsa, as was the purpose of his appearing in this world.
Narada 希望 Krishna 降临于世来实现他的目的，杀死 Kamsa.
So he informed Kamsa that the eighth child of Devaki is now in Vrindavan.Appearing as if he's the son of Nanda and Yashoda, you should take care of him, finish him, protect yourself.
Narada Muni 告诉 Kamsa 说，现在 Krishna， 你知道，他告诉了 Krishna， 现在已经降临到 Vrindavan， 似乎显现为 Nanda 和 Yashoda 的儿子，所以你要十分的小心他，你应该把他干掉。
Immediately, Kamsa began making plans how he would kill Krishna.
然后康塞尔听了以后立刻计划着要如何杀死 Krishna。
And one of those plans, if sending Keshi and other demons failed, was to send Akura。
在这个他派出了 Keshi 等恶魔去杀死 Krishna 计划未得逞之后，然后他派去了 Akura， 他要派遣 Akura 前往。
Because Akura was from the Yadu dynasty, he would be respected by everybody in Vrindavan.
因为 Akura 是来自于亚度王朝，受到了肯定会受到 Vrindavan 所有居民的敬重。
And Akura's assignment was to bring Krishna to Mathura so that Kamsa could kill him.
Akura 的任务就是将 Krishna 从 Vrindavan 带到 Mathura， 以便 Kamsa 杀死。
Akura knew this is Kamsa inviting his death for sure. So he had no worries for Krishna's safety. He wanted to go see Krishna.
Akura 他知道这是 Kamsa， 他是寻死，自找死路，这一点是毫无疑问的，所以 Akura 一点都不担心 Krishna 的安全，他渴望去到 Vrindavan 见到 Krishna。
And so Akura agreed. He spent the night in Mathura, and the following morning he left for VrindavanAn a special chariot arranged by Kamsa for him to bring Krishna and Balaram.
Akura 当晚好好的歇了一晚上，然后决定第二天一大早就乘坐 Kamsa 特意为他准备的一辆特殊的马车，驾着这辆马车前往 Vrindavan 去见 Krishna.
That was chapter 36 of 10th canto.
这就是圣典博迦瓦坛第十篇第三十六章讲述的内容。
In chapter 38, Akura leaves Vrindavan in the morning, and we're going to hear what happened as he was traveling from Mathura to Vrindavan to bring Krishna, and he met Krishna.
那么圣典博迦瓦坛第十篇第三十八章讲述的就是 Akura他第二天清晨驾着马车从 Mathura 去到 Vrindavan， 在那里觐见 Krishna， 并且再把 Krishna 带到 Mathura。
Now remember the age difference. Akura is really old and Krishna is very young.
大家要记住一点，那个时候 Akura 已经非常年迈了，而 Krishna 非常的年幼。
But Akura was a pure devotee, and he was feeling ecstatic to go meet Krishna.
Akura 是 Krishna 的纯粹奉献者，所以他沉浸在狂喜当中，迫不及待的要见 Krishna.
So I'm going to be reading from two scriptural sources.
我现在来阅读一下两部经典里面的引述。
One is called Garga Samhita. It's spoken by Garga Muni, and it's describing Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan.
一本呢是 Garga Samhita， 是 Garga Muni 所讲述的，描述的是 Krishna 在 Vrindavan 的消时光。我来引述这其中的描述。
And the chapter is entitled Akura's Arrival.
这一章的抬头就是 Akura 的到来。
This is a discussion between Narada Muni and King Bahulashva, who is the king of Mithila.
那么这是 Narada Muni 和 Bahulashva 之间的对话。巴胡拉什王是米提拉这个国家的国王。
If you want to find out something more about King Baholashva, you can read in the final chapters of 10th canto, Krishna visited him.
你们如果想进一步的了解巴呼拉什瓦国王的话，你们可以去阅读一下圣典博迦瓦坛第十篇的最后一章的内容。
Narada also visited him.
Narada 也走访了巴呼拉什瓦国王。
And the king was asking many questions about Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan.
而且这位国王询问了很多关于 Krishna 在 Vrindavan 的逍遥时光。
So Narada said to the king Baholashva,
Narada 这样对国王 Baholashva 这样说道，
Happy to execute King Kamsa's mission, Akura climbed on a chariot and went to Nanda's Gokula.
Akura 非常高兴的要执行 Kamsa 所给出的命令，他便登上了战车前往Nanda 的驻地 Gokula。
As he traveled on the road, noble-hearted Akura meditated on Sri Krishna.
当他在路上一路旅行的时候，崇高内心崇高的 Akura 一路冥想着圣主 Krishna。
He was filled with devotion for the Lord.
他满心充满着对主的奉爱。
We're now going to get a look inside the heart of Akura and his feelings towards Krishna.
我们现在来了解一下 Akura 的内心状态以及他对 Krishna 的情感。
He's wondering how it is that he's so fortunate.That he's actually going to see Krishna directly face to face.
他在那里非常，他在那里十分的纳闷，他为何如此的幸运，能够去到 Vrindavan 面对面的见到 Krishna 呢？
How many pious deeds did I perform in the sacred land of Bharatavarsha?
我在神圣的巴尔塔瓦沙之地曾经做过多少虔诚的活动呢？
What unselfish charity did I give?
我曾经给予了多少无私的布施呢？给予了什么样无私的布施呢？
How many great yajnas or sacrifices did I perform?
我曾经做过多少场盛大的祭祀呢？
How many pilgrimages did I make?
我曾经去朝圣过多少圣地呢？
How many brahmanas did I diligently serve?
我曾经勤勤恳恳地服务了多少婆罗门呢？
What did I do that today I will be able to see Lord Krishna?
我曾经做过什么来至于今天我即将能够见到圣主 Krishna 呢？
My birth on this earth has now borne its perfect fruit.
我在这个地球上的诞生现在 结出了完美的果实。
Because Krishna, the master of the demigods, will come before my eyes.
因为半神人之主即将来到我的眼前。
When I see him, the Lord who is so difficult to see, my life will attain the greatest success.
当我见到难得一见的主，我的生命将会取得最巨大的成功。
This is very instructive for us devotees.
亲爱的奉献者们， Akura 的这段心理的描述对我们来说是非常具有教育意义的。
Becoming very eager to be with Krishna once again, to see him, to serve him. Eagerness to be with Krishna is very important in spiritual life.
在这 去强烈的渴望见到至尊主，渴望的想要见到至尊主 Krishna。 在我们的灵修生活当中，这种强烈的渴望是至关重要的。
Thinking of Krishna in this way, at sunset Akura entered Gokula.
Akura 一路这样想着 Krishna, 在日落时分 Akura 进入到了 Gokula 之地。
Then, in the dust of Vrindavan, he saw Lord Krishna's lotus footprints marked with the signs of a barley corn and elephant gold and sprinkled with kumkum powder.
然后 Akura 看到 Vrindavan 的土地上印着 Krishna 的莲花足印，这莲花足印上有麦粒这样的印记，还有曲项棒这样的印记，并且撒着 kumkuma 红粉。
Shedding tears and overcome with bliss, love and great yearning to see the Lord, Akura jumped from the chariot and rolled about in those footprints.
Akura 泪流满面，完全沉浸在极大的喜悦和爱之中，他强烈的渴望见到至尊主。 Akura 激动的从战车上跳了下来，在这些足印当中满地打滚。
Narada explained to the king.
Narada 向国王讲解道，
Those who in their hearts love Krishna think that all the material world's happiness, even up to Brahma's happiness, is like a handful of dry straw.
那些内心充盈着对 Krishna 的爱的人，他们认为这个世界上所有的这种物质世界里的所有的快乐，即便是 Brahma 的快乐，都只是一把干草而已。
After rolling around in this way, Akura got back in the chariot.
在满地打滚之后， Akura 回到战车上。
And very soon, Akura entered Nanda Maharaj's village, and he saw Krishna and Balaram approaching him.
很快 Akura 就进入到了 Nanda Maharaj 的村庄，他看到 Krishna 和 Balarama 向他走来。
There's a very beautiful description of Krishna's form.
接下来是一段关于 Krishna 形体非常美丽的描述。
Their eyes were like lotus flowers.
他们的眼睛就像莲花一样。
Their complexions were both fair and dark.
他们一个皮肤白皙，一个皮肤黝黑。
They were wearing crowns like the rising sun.
他们就像升起，冉冉升起的太阳。他们头上戴着皇冠。
Their garments were as splendid as lightning and autumn clouds.
他们头上戴着的皇冠就像冉冉升起的太阳，熠熠生辉。他们身上的衣衫就像是闪电和秋天的云朵一样的辉煌。
Overcome with love, Akura jumped from his chariot and fell down before them to offer his respects.
Akura 内心充盈着爱，立刻从战车上跳了下来，拜倒在地，匍匐在地，向他们致以敬意。
Now remember the age difference.
我们要知道 Akura 和 Krishna 和 Balarama 之间的年龄的差别。
These are 11-year-old boys, and Akura's, you know, very elderly, and he's falling before them, ecstatic.
他们那个时候才11岁多一点，但是 Akura 年迈的 Akura 一见到他们，立刻拜倒在地，匍匐在地，向他们致以敬意。
Krishna was really moved with feelings of love and compassion towards Akura.
Krishna 非常的内心非常的激动，他满怀的深情，内心啊眼泪，眼睛充满了泪水。
Krishna saw that Akura's face was filled with tears, and the hairs of his body were standing on end out of joy.
Krishna 的内心充盈了怜悯之情。Krishna 看见 Akura 的脸上泪流满面，他浑身因极乐而毛发直竖。
Seeing all this, Krishna began shedding tears.
Krishna 看到 Akura 的这个样子，他也泪流满面。
Little boy, Krishna picked up Akura, and with both arms he embraced him strongly.
年幼的 Krishna, 他用他的双臂将 Akura 扶了起来，紧紧地拥在怀里。
Krishna and Balaram took Akura to the home of Nanda Maharaj.
Krishna 和 Balarama 将 Akura 带到 Nanda Maharaj 的家中。
There he was offered a comfortable seat.
在 Nanda Maharaj 的家中， Krishna 和 Balarama 给 Akura 献上了舒适的座位。
Nanda Maharaj spoke to him with eloquent words and offered very fine meal to Akura.
Nanda Maharaj 以非常优雅的话语迎接了 Akura, 并且为他们的客人献上了美味佳肴。
He must have been hungry. He was in the chariot all day long from morning until night.
Akura 从早一直到晚都在路上旅行， Akura 肯定是饥肠辘辘了。
After the meal, Nanda Maharaj embraced Akura with both his arms and said,
在 Akura 进食完之后， Nanda Maharaj 将双臂拥抱 Akura, 并且对他说道。
Nanda said to Akura, you are kind to others.
Nanda 对 Akura 说到了，你对其他人是非常的仁爱。
How can you live in the kingdom of Kamsa who killed the sons of his own sister?
你怎么能够和杀死自己妹妹的亲生孩子的人 Kamsa 住在一起呢？
After some time, Nanda Maharaj left, and it was just Krishna, Balaram, and Akura.
过了一段时间， Nanda Maharaj 离开了现场，只留下了 Krishna 和 Balarama 跟 Akura 在一起。
Krishna asked Akura about the welfare of Vasudeva and Devaki and the other relatives, the Yadavas.
Krishna 向 Akura 询问了他的父母Vasudeva 和 Devaki 以及亚度王朝其他的亲戚们、亲属们的福祉。
Krishna asked Akura about the wicked deeds of Kamsa,
并且向 Akura 询问了 Kamsa 的恶行。
Akura replied,
Akura 这样回答道，
Just the day before yesterday,Kamsa grabbed a sword in his hand and was about to kill Vasudeva until Narada Muni stopped him.
Akura 这样回答道，就在前天的时候， Kamsa 手持利剑正要杀死 Vasudeva， Narada 前来阻止了他。
Now, the powerful demon king Kamsa wants to kill all the Yadavas.
现在这个如此强大的恶魔 Kamsa 想要杀死所有的亚度王朝的人。
He wants to conquer the demigods.
他想要战胜半神人们。
And he wants to perform more atrocities on this earth.
他甚至想在这个地球上施行更多的暴行。
Therefore, you two lords should go there and bring eternal auspiciousness to your devotees.
因此，两位主啊，你们应该前往那里，将永恒的吉祥带给你的奉献者们，你们的奉献者们。
Oh, my lords, no one but you can bring auspiciousness to your devotees.
Oh, 我亲爱的两位主啊，除了你们，还有谁能够将吉祥带给你们的奉献者呢？
Now remember what is Akura's mission?
你们要记住， Akura 的使命是什么呢？
His mission, at least as far as Kamsa is concerned,His mission is to bring Krishna and Balaram to Mathura so he can kill them.
至少 Kamsa 是非常的关心 Akura 的使命的。Akura 的使命就是将 Krishna 带到 就是将 Krishna 带到 Mathura 以便 Kamsa 好杀死他。
But he's a devotee.
但是 Akura 是 Krishna 的奉献者。
He's a pure devotee.
他是纯粹奉献者。
And what Kamsa wants is that Krishna kill Kamsa. What Akura wants is that Krishna kill Kamsa.
Kamsa 想要杀死 Krishna, 但是 Akura 是想要 Krishna 杀死 Kamsa.
How to get Krishna to leave Vrindavan?To go kill Krishna. So he's describing the danger of his mother and father, the danger of the Yadus, the danger of everybody. Only you can take care of Kamsa. Krishna, let's go to Mathura.
怎么样能够把 Krishna 带离 Vrindavan 呢？怎么样能够把 Krishna 带离 Vrindavan 去杀死 Kamsa 呢？ Akura 在这里描述了他的父母Vasudeva 和 Devaki 非常可怕的这种处境，向他讲述了亚度王朝的其他的成员们所面临的困境。并且他祈求 Krishna 说，除了你，还有谁能够给你的奉献者们带来吉祥呢？
Krishna was very moved by the words of Akura.
听了 Akura 的一席话， Krishna 十分的感动。
But he had to take permission from his father and from his elder brother Balaram.
但是他必须要取得他的父亲的允许和他的兄长 Balarama 的允许。
After getting their consent or permission, he then went to his cowherd boyfriends, the Gopas.Who always wanted to follow whatever Krishna wanted.
当 Krishna 取得了他的父亲和他的兄长 Balarama 的允许之后，他去到其他的牧牛郎 Gopa 那里。这些 Gopa 们时刻都愿意去遵循 Krishna 的意愿，做 Krishna 想要做的事。
Then Krishna said to them.
然后 Krishna 对这些其他的牧牛郎说道
Nanda Maharaj, Balaram, and all the adult cowherd men should rise early tomorrow morning and taking gifts of milk, yogurt, ghee, and other milk products, we will go to Mathura City.
Krishna 对 Gopa, 其他的 Gopa 们说道Nanda 还有 Balarama 以及你们所有的这些成年的牧牛郎们明天一大早都带着各种 ghee 牛奶制品作为礼物一同前往 Mathura
These gifts should be placed on all chariots and wagons
这些礼物都应该放到战车上和四轮马车上和四轮车上、yeah.
After the cowherd men heard Krishna's words They went and repeated the same to their wives in home after home.
当这些牧牛郎们连当这些成年的牧牛郎们听了 Krishna 的一席话回到家中之后当把 Krishna 说的这些话一次又一次的重复给牧牛姑娘们。
Hearing these words, all the Brijbasis became very agitated in the core of their hearts.
听了这些话之后所有 Vrindavan Brijbasi, Vrindavan 的居民们听了以后都心神不宁。他们感害怕与 Krishna 分离。
All the elder Gopas and all the elder Gopis began discussing in great anxiety, Krishna is going to leave Vrindavan.
所有的年长的那成年的 Gopi 们成年的 Gopa 们都聚集在一起纷纷讨论着非常焦虑地讨论着 Oh, Krishna 即将离开 Vrindavan 了。
Even it was just the plan was just a short journey from Vrindavan to Mathura, just the idea of being separated from Krishna, even for that short journey, was overwhelming.
即便是这只是这是一个计划，即便是从 Vrindavan 去到 Mathura， 只是一段很长很短的旅程，但是一想到这段行程短的旅程。他们的心中就完全的被焦虑所淹没。
This news also went to the home of Vrishabhanu, who is the father of Radharani.
这个消息也传到了 Vrishabhanu 王 Radharani 的父亲的家中。
The announcement was made in a royal assembly in King Vrishabhanu's residence.
在 Vrishabhanu 王的议会厅当中这个消息被颁布了
Radharani heard this for the first time and at once she fainted, and at once she fainted.
当 Radharani 一听到这个消息第一次一听到这个消息立刻就晕厥过去了
Just like a banana tree that struck by a great wind she fell to the ground
Radharani 就像是一棵香蕉树被强风吹倒一样晕倒在地
Other gopis had their faces suddenly wither away
其他的 gopi 们牧牛姑娘们
the beauty of their faces withered away、
yeah. 其他的牧牛姑娘们她们美丽的脸庞美丽的颜容立刻憔悴了。
They had rings on their fingers, but the rings on their fingers became like bracelets that just slipped off their fingers because their whole body just withered and shrunk.、
嗯、他们手上戴着的戒指，他们的身体因为憔悴消瘦下来，手上戴着的戒指就像是。手上戴着的镯子一样突然的从手上滑落下来
Their ornaments fell to the ground
他们身上的装饰物珠宝也纷纷掉落
Their hair became disheveled
他们的头发散开了
They were stunned and motionless as if they werePainted pictures.
他们呆若木鸡，面无表情，就像是画着的油彩画一样。
Some of the gopis nearly went mad in their being disturbed with this news.
有一些牧牛姑娘们一听到这个消息，几近疯狂起来。
Very loudly they called out, Oh, Shri Krishna, Oh, Govinda, Oh, Hari, Oh, Murari.
他们大声疾呼着 Oh, Shri Krishna! Oh, Govinda! Oh, Hari! Oh, Murari!
They were unable to perform their household duties.
他们顾不上他们的家庭的职责。
Instead, they sat down like yogis fixed in a trance of bliss.
他们就像是陷入神定，沉浸在喜悦当中的瑜伽士一样，坐在那里一动不动。
Some gathered together and began discussing amongst themselves.
有一些牧牛姑娘们，她们聚首在一起，互相谈论纷纷。
Their throats were choked up.
她们的喉咙哽咽。
Their words were stuttering and stammering. They couldn't speak properly.
他们语论无次
And their eyes were filled with streams of tears.
泪如雨泻，就像眼泪就像是断了线的珠子一样流了下来。
Some of the gopis said,
一些牧牛姑娘们这样说道。
Even the philosophers, free from all illusion, cannot with their mouths describe this wonderful transcendental pastimes of Krishna.
即便是那免除了一切幻象的哲学家们，都无法用他们的嘴，用他们的口去描述 Krishna。甚至 Krishna 奇妙而超然的逍遥时光。
Nor can they meditate on these pastimes within their hearts.
他们甚至也无法去冥想他们心中的主。
Even the great demigods cannot understand Lord Krishna's pastimes.
他们甚至都无法去冥想，在心中冥想 Krishna 的这些逍遥时光，即便是伟大的半神人们，都无法理解 Krishna 的这些逍遥时光。
How can ordinary human beings understand them?
那些普通常人又怎么能够了解，又怎么能够理解这些逍遥时光呢？
And here's the conclusion of the chapter.
现在这里是这一章的结束语，这样说道。
Some of the gopis said.
一些 gopi 们说道。
Krishna has turned his back upon the words of love he spoke to us during the Rasa dance.
Krishna, 他现在背离了在 Rasa 之舞当中。为像我们说的一番充满爱意的话。
Now he's about to leave us.
现在他即将离开我们。
Alas, if he, the Lord of our lives, goes to Mathura City, what calamity will not fall upon us?
哎，如果他。我们的生命之主去到了马图拉城堡，还有什么样的灾难不会降临到我们身上呢？
That ends the very sad conclusion of chapter 38.
就这样，第38章末尾，以这样非常悲伤的语言结束了这一章。
In the beginning, we heard.The joy that Akura was experiencing in anticipation of meeting and seeing Krishna.
在这一章的一开始的时候，我们了解到了Akura内心充盈的喜悦，期待着去见到 Krishna.
We heard the ecstasy that he experienced upon seeing him.
而且我们从中也了解到了Akura一见到 Krishna 他沉浸在了狂喜之中。
And now we're hearing the devastating effect of anticipating separation from Krishna by all the residents of Vrindavan.
在这里面，我们聆听到了所有文达文居民，他们已聆听到 Krishna 即将离去，这样的体验到的这种灾难性的这种体验。
There's a nice teaching by Jiva Goswami.
Jiva Goswami 给出了这样美好的教导。
Jiva Goswami explains, for there to be a relationship of any kind, there must be two parts.
Yeah, Kumaraj, could you repeat?
Yes. For there to be a relationship of any kind, there must be two parts.
Oh, 跟就是关于任何种类的关系，有肯定，有两类，有两种。
Supposing there was only meeting.
假如，如果只是有相聚的话。
I see the names of a number of devotees on the screen here who are joining this call.
我看到了荧幕上聆听，进入到这个会议当中聆听讲课的奉献者的名字。
So that's supposing that I see Jambavati's name. Supposing Jambavati contacted Ambika and said, Ambika, I'd like to come and stay with you for 2 months, but you'd have to agree that 24 hours a day for 2 months you're with me.
假如 Jambavati 和 Ambika 联系上了，并且 Jambavati 对 Ambika 说道， Ambika， 我想要和你待上两个月，在这两个月当中你要一天24小时一刻不跟一刻一刻都不离开我，总是跟我在一起。
Whatever duties you have to your friends and to your mother and to other people, you just have to decide in advance you're not going to do any of those things and you're just going to be with me 24 hours a day for 2 months.
无论你对你的家人、亲戚、朋友、你的父母、你的家人有什么职责要去旅行，你都事先跟他们说好，在这段时间当中你不去做其他的事情啊，不做这些事情，只是在这两个月当中一天二十四小时的跟我在一起。
Ambika, how are you going to feel about that?
Ambika, 你听了之后有什么感受啊？
That's kind of unreasonable, isn't it?
这听上去有点没不通情理，是吧？
I'm happy to spend much time with you, but I also have some other obligations in my life, and we can have some separation as well as some eating.
我可以跟你待的时间长一些，但是呢，我的生活当中还有其他的附近的职责要去履行，那其中我们也分离 一段时间。
So it is in the spiritual realm.
同样的，在灵性的国度当中也是如此。
Their relationship with Krishna means sometimes meeting, sometimes separation, and otherwise it's incomplete.
与 Krishna 的关系当中，有的时候与 Krishna 相聚在一起，有的时候跟 Krishna 分离。要是 如果只有相聚或者是只有分离的话，那就是这种关系就不完整了。
We have these two terms about Krishna's pastimes. One is called manifest or prakat.And then there's the unmanifest or aprakat lila.
我们对 Krishna 的消时光有两个，把它的消时光分成两类，一个是展示的消时光 prataka， 一个是 unprataka， 一个是未展示的消时光，一种是未展示的消时光。
We're discussing chapter 38.
我们现在正在讨论第38章的内容。
And one more chapter 39 is what happens when Kura actually gets on his chariot and takes Krishna to Mathura.
那么在接下来的一章39章里面描述了当 Akura 坐上战车将 Krishna 带到战车上所发生的事情。
And starting with chapter 40, Krishna is no longer in Vrindavan, it's separation.
从第40章开始 ,Krishna 便没在 Vrindavan 了,处在这种分离当中。
But Krishna's mother and father, Vasudeva and Devaki, they were only with Krishna for a short while on the evening of his birth, and almost 12 years later, they still haven't even seen him. It's been only separation. Now it's going to be meeting.
Krishna 的父母 Vasudeva 和 Devaki 就在 Krishna 降临在牢狱当中之后就立刻和 Krishna 处在分离当中几乎在12年的期间都没有见过 Krishna 那在这种长期这种分离之后现在他们即将相聚在一起
Please consider how Krishna feels about all of this.
所以我们现在想一想 Krishna 对这一切有什么样的感受
Krishna reciprocates with the love of his devotees.
Krishna 去回应他的心爱的奉献者的爱
The residents of Vrindavan love Krishna in a very, very special way, and Krishna's love for them is naturally also very, very special.
Vrindavan 居民对 Krishna 的爱是非常非常独特的、特殊的。同样的，自然而然 Krishna 对 Vrindavan 居民的爱的方式也是非常非常特殊的。
It's actually a very profound mystery in many ways.
实际上，他们之间的爱是非常深刻充满神秘的充满奥秘的
He feels profound separation from the residents of Vrindavan and yet one of his opulences as Bhagavan is renunciation or detachment and he leaves
Krishna 他内心对 Vrindavan 居民充满了深深的爱然而 Krishna 作为 Bhagavan 他有一种富裕那就是气绝现在他即将离开 Vrindavan
I had actually intended to read Gopal Champu maybe we'll do that Monday evening Gopal Champu gives a similar description of this chapter and maybe we'll do that Monday morning
我呢是有意要去阅读一下 Gopal Champu 当中对这一段的相同的描述。可能在星期一晚上的课程当中我会去引述这一段的描述对 Krishna 对这一章的内容有着相同的描述。
This is a turning point in the whole of Srimad Bhagavatam. Krishna's ending his Vrindavan pastimes.
这个地方这一章是 Krishna 在是 Krishna 消时光当中的一个转折点 Krishna 即将离开 Vrindavan
Even in our lives when there's a major transition between one situation and the next situation it's always there's some turmoil and it's uncomfortable
即便是在我们的生活当中我们从一个阶段进到另一个阶段的中间的一个过渡的阶段的时候你可能会经历一个特别不舒服的状态或者是会经历某种艰难的时刻
That comes from Krishna and his devotees in Vrindavan also
同样的 when Krishna 和在 Vrindavan 的居民Krishna 的这些奉献者们也经历了这样的情况。
I encourage you between now, Friday evening, and Monday evening, over the weekend, you can read Chapter 38, we'll discuss it some more Monday evening.
我现在呢，希望大家去在从今天晚上一直到周一晚上这期间去阅读一下圣典伯加瓦坛第十篇三十八章的内容，这样我们能下一次能够做更好的这种讲述。
Let's see if there's some discussion. You can send your message to the chat box.
现在看看大家有什么问题吗？可以，大家可以把问题发到这个聊天室里。We might maybe need to wait a moment.
Okay. Okay. No problem.
亲爱的奉献者们，大家有什么问题可以发到这个空白的聊天室里哈。Cruelty of Akura. Oh, Krishna Balarama Das. Oh, Vaidehi. First question raised by Vaidehi. Krishna 在这里表现的气绝对我们有什么启示呢？ So,Vaidehi asked that what kind of instruction or teachings we can learn from the renouncement manifested by Krishna in this chapter. Renunciation. Yeah, renunciation. Of Krishna displayed by Krishna in this chapter. What kind of the teaching?Or instruction.
I mentioned one very important one.
我刚才提到了非常重要的一点，对你提出来的这个问题提到了非常重要的一点。
We must become qualified by proper performance of devotional service.To be able to have Krishna's darshan directly, first, become qualified.
首先，我们必须要通过好好的去履行我们的奉爱服务，变得有资格，如此能够有资格去见到 Krishna. 所以，首先我们要使自己具备资格。
It's also very important. Another lesson is, it's also very important.To have an eagerness, strong eagerness to be in our relationship with Krishna. That's an essential element we learn from Rupa Goswami.
我们从 Rupa Goswami 的教导当中了解到了，在与 Krishna 的关系当中，我们要对 Krishna 怀着强烈的渴望，这一点是非常重要的。
Akura had that eagerness.
Akura 有这样的渴望。
He was patient. He waited a long time before he got to go see Krishna. But his eagerness and patience were fulfilled.
Akura 非常有耐心，他等待了那么长时间才见到 Krishna， 所以最终他的渴望。得以实现了。
How the mind can be fixed upon Krishna is illustrated in this story also.
我们心意如何专注于 Krishna， 在这一章当中也讲解了。
Akura had not seen Krishna ever.
Akura 从未见过 Krishna， 在此之前从未见过 Krishna。
Just like we have not seen Krishna either.
就像是我们也没见到 Krishna， 我们也没见过 Krishna。
At least not in his original spiritual Shyamasundara form.
至少他没有见到过 Krishna 作为Krishna 的原始的形象， Shyamasundara 这一原始的形象。
But he had heard about Krishna and he was absorbed in meditating on the features of Krishna's form, his qualities,His beauty, his eyes, his ornaments, his attire. He was absorbed in those details, thinking of Krishna.
但是他听说过关于 Krishna 的讯息，他的心意完全沉浸在冥想 Krishna 的美丽的形象。冥想 Krishna 的美好的品质，冥想 Krishna 的莲花眼，冥想 Krishna 身上的装饰物，冥想 Krishna 的整个形体，完全沉浸在对 Krishna 的冥想当中。
When you read Srimad Bhagavatam chapter 38,
当你阅读圣典博伽瓦坛第十篇第三十八章的时候，
You will find 23 verses describing the thoughts in Akura's mind as he was fixing his consciousness in meditation on Krishna.
你会在这一章当中了解到有23个诗节描述了 Akura 他的内心完全沉浸于对 Krishna 的冥想当中。
That's also very instructive in practical ways for us.
这一点对于我们来说也是非常具有教育意义，是非常具有实际的教育意义的。
What are some practical ways by which we can fix our mind on Krishna?
我们通过实际的方式，通过这些实际的方式，将我们的心意专注于 Krishna。
Let's see if there's some other questions.
Yeah. Oh, Gunaj. So, especially he asked that, what kind of instruction shown by Krishna's renunciation displayed in this chapter?
I thought I answered that question.
Oh, yes. Yes. And the next question is,Krishna Balaram Das， 请问 Guru， 我们在物质世界也在经历和 Krishna 的相聚和分离吗？ So he asked that, Guru, could you, my question is as follows. In the material world, we also experience the, uniting with Krishna and the separation from Krishna?
Only if you're attached, then you'll experience those emotions in relation to Krishna.
当你非常依恋 Krishna 的时候，你就会体验到与 Krishna 的相聚与分离之情。
Otherwise, you'll experience those feelings in relation to something temporary, whether it's an object, or a person, or a situation of life.
要不然的话，我们体验到的是与一些短暂事物，或者是短暂的人，或者是短暂的某种对象，或者是与某种处境的这种相聚和分离的情感。The next question from Sitarani. Hare Krishna, 顶拜 Guru, 顶拜奉献者们。Yashoda 妈妈在 Krishna 遇到恶魔时总是特别担心 Krishna 的安危，而 Akura 一点都不担心 Krishna。都是奉献者，为什么会有不同的反应呢？ So I, Hare Krishna, I offer my obeisances to Guru and also to other devotees. Yashoda, Mother Yashoda always concerned about Krishna's safety when Krishna meet with the demons. But Akura is not concerned Krishna's safety at all. So both of them are devotees of Lord Krishna. Why they have a different reaction?
There's variety in the spiritual world.
在灵性世界充满着多样性。
Akura has much more sense of Krishna's opulences of might and power and strength.
Akura, 他更多的是认识到了，了解到了 Krishna 的富裕 ，Krishna 的力量。
Mother Yashoda doesn't think like that.
但是Yashoda妈妈却不是这么想的。
She just regards Krishna as her darling little son.
Yashoda 妈妈只是把 Krishna 当作自己心爱的宝贝，心爱的儿子。
She knows that he has exhibited powers, but her motherly affection is stronger than all of that.
她知道，她知道 Krishna 所展示的力量，但是呢，她对 Krishna 的这种母爱更为强烈。
So there's variety in the spiritual world.
所以在灵性世界里有充满了多样性，多姿多彩。So next question from Jamuna Tira, Devidasi, 顶拜 Guru. Krishna 离开 Radha 之后没有像没有像 Rasi, 这是什么意思？Yamuna Tira, 你能不能够把这个问题重新打上来？我不知道你说的没有像 Rasi 思念他一样思念 Radha, 这是什么意思呀？你能不能再重新把这个问题打上来呢？ Guru Maharaj, there is a name I never heard of, so I ask Yamuna Tira to clarify it this point.
Okay.
Yeah.
To move on.
Okay. Already clarified.
Okay.
顶拜 Guru, Krishna 离开 Radha 后没有像 Radha 思念他一样思念 Radha 吗？在这一点上，如何理解 Krishna 的情感和他的人格性呢？ The question from Jamuna Tira, Devidasi.I offer my obeisance to Guru. When after Lord Krishna left Radha, so then Krishna didn't miss Radha as Radha miss him. So about this point, how do you understand Krishna's feeling and his personality?
There's two questions. Later, according to our acharyas, after killing Dantavakra, Krishna went and spent 2 months in Vrindavan with all the residents of Vrindavan, including Srimati Radharani.
根据我们的 acharya 们所说，在 Krishna杀死在 Krishna 杀死了 Dantavakra 之后，他回到了 Vrindavan， 花了2个月的时间和 Vrindavan 的居民，包括 Radha Rani 在内的 Vrindavan 的居民，跟他们待了2个月的时间。
The other part of the questions was, what does this tell us about his feelings and his personality?
How do you understand?His feeling and personality.
Yes. So just translate that. The other part of the question is?
The second
point. Translate Chinese, say it.
Oh, yeah. 关于这个问题的第二个部分，如何理解 Krishna 的情感和他的人格性呢？
Krishna was feeling the same feelings of separation that they were feeling towards him. That's Krishna's personality. That's his nature.
Krishna 的本性 ,Krishna 的人格性，那就是 Krishna 他感受到了文达文居民跟他一样感受到的与他的分离的相同的分离之情。
But Krishna has many relationships with many devotees outside of Vrindavan, and he was fulfilling their feelings of love for him in addition to his feelings, the feelings of love of the residents of Vrindavan.
除了 Krishna 对 Vrindavan 的居民的情感之外， Krishna 在 Vrindavan 以外的地方也有他的奉献者， Krishna 也 去回应 Vrindavan 以外的地方的他的奉献者对 Krishna 的爱，对 Krishna 的情感。
His mind was always with them. That's his personality.
So his mind always with the Brajabasis.
His mind was always with the Brajabasis. That's the nature of Krishna's personality.
Krishna 的心意总是和 Vrindavan 居民在一起，这就是 Krishna 的人格性，这就是 Krishna 的情感， Krishna 的本性。
Let's go back to the example of Jambavati visiting Ambika.
当我们再回到刚才举的例子， Jambavati 去走访拜访 Ambika 的这个例子上。
Even Jambavati may not spend 2 months with Ambika, and Ambika is required to spend 24 hours a day for 2 months, they still have a relationship even in separation from one another.
即便是 Jambavati 并没有请，即便是 Jambavati 没有请求 Ambika 要一年两个月，天天一天二十四小时跟他在一起，那么他们之间的这种关系依然在那里。他们在这种，即便是在分离当中，他们之间的这种情谊依然存在。
When they come together, it's very joyful, but even when they're not together, they're thinking of one another because they have such a wonderful relationship.
当他们相聚的时候，他们高兴不已，即便是他们没在一起的时候，他们处在分离当中的时候，也思念彼此，他们也会非常高兴地思念彼此。
Similarly with Krishna.
同样的， Krishna 也是如此。
When he was away from Vrindavan, he was always thinking of the residents of Vrindavan while he was taking care of other services and relationships and responsibilities to others.
即便 Krishna 离开了 Vrindavan 之后， Krishna 的内心一刻不停地想着 Vrindavan 的居民，即便是他在履行其他的一些职责的时候，也是内心一直在想着 Vrindavan 的居民。
Next,
from Jamuna Priya Devidasi, 顶拜 Guru, 感谢您精彩的讲课。经典中描述与 Krishna 的分离之情，同样蕴含着超然的喜乐。但是我们在物质世界里体验到的与奉献者和 Krishna 的分离之情，现在感到的痛苦多于快乐。请问我们在这种分离之情是否掺杂着物质的情感依附呢？我们修习阶段还没有真正体验到灵性上的分离之情，对吗？ I offer my obeisances to Guru. Thank you for your wonderful lecture. So the scripture described that the feeling of separation from Krishna also full of the transcendental bliss. But in the material world, we experience the separation from devotees and the Lord Krishna. In separation from devotee and Krishna, we experience more suffering than happiness. So my question that our feeling of separation is mixed with material attachment.
Yes.
Feelings.
Yes.
是的，我们的分离之情是掺杂着这种物质的情感依恋。And the second question that, in our practice, in our sadhana, because we are on the level of sadhana practice, so on this level, we do not exactly experience, the spiritual separation. Can I understand it in this way?
Yes, that's correct. There's
是的
，a mix.
我们现在体验的这种情感是掺杂着的，是混杂着的。在这种修行的阶段，我们并没有真正的体验到灵性上的分离之情。The next question from Jambavati Devadasi.顶拜 Gurudev， 请问 Gurudev， Akura 名字的含义是不残忍。当他把 Krishna 从 Vrindavan 带走时，让 Vrindavan 的居民感到非常的悲伤，这似乎对 Vrindavan 的居民很残忍。I offer my obeisance to Gurudev. So may I ask you, Gurudev, the meaning of Akura?The name of Akura is not cruel, not cruel.
Right.
So, but yeah. So when he brought Krishna from Vrindavan to Mathura, this make the Brajabasi very sad, very distressed. So it seems that this is very cruel.To the Brajabasis.
They say that.
是的，文达文的居民是这么说的。
They say he was given the wrong name.
文达文的居民说给阿库拉起错了名儿。
His name is not cruel, but he's very cruel.
那名字的意思是不残忍，但实际上他这个人这么，但实际上他这么残忍。
So you and the bridge bosses agree.
所以你和 bridge bosses 们是同意这一点的，是不同意他有啊、yeah.
Next.
It seems no more question.
Okay.
Yeah, Li Jingming.
Well,
yeah, maybe one more question is coming.
I invite you、
sure.
one more time to read chapter 38 in、uh-huh. Canto 10 Bhagavatam or Krishna book. You can read Krishna book. It's there also before Monday evening. You have some online questions here?We have an online question over here. If you have something more over there, you can wait, and we'll read the online question over here. Go ahead.
Okay. 咱对方有一个网上的一个提问哈。如果大家在这边有更多的提问的话，请等一等，先让那边提完问题，然后再回答这边的问题。然后刚才 Guru Maharaj 说，在周一晚上之前，请大家去阅读一下《圣典·博迦瓦坛》第十篇第三十八章的内容。Yes, Guru Maharaj, please.
This question is from Amara Mataji. There are two questions. First question is, Sri Akrura was waiting patiently to see Krishna.Absorbing in his thoughts while serving Kamsa, who was planning to kill Krishna. Can this be a parallel to a living entity serving in the material world when material energy is trying all the ways to thwart their determination to serve Krishna?
Translate, Sarabhi.
Yeah, Guru Maharaj, it seems that I just got the half meaning of.
Okay. There's a question that says, while the Kura was in Mathura, serving Kamsa, he was all the while who wanted to kill Krishna.
Yes.
Akura was all the while wanting to be with Krishna, see Krishna, and be fulfilled in being a devotee of Krishna. Mm-hmm. So is there some parallel between that situation and our situation?
Oh, comparison, you mean that?
Is there a parallel? Is it similar?
Oh, yeah, similar, yes. So, 那么这个奉献者他问到了, Akura 在 Mathura 一直在协助 Kamsa, 为 Kamsa 在做事, 但与此同时, 他一直内心不断地想着, 要去见 Krishna, 渴望见到 Krishna。 那么他的这种情形, 是否也跟我们在这个物质世界里的这些生物体, 的情形类似呢?
I'm confirming this nice understanding, and Vaidehi can also take note of another lesson from this pastime.
我在这里呢, 非常地确认这一想法, 啊, 那么我也邀请 Vaidehi, 也从刚才的这段逍遥时光当中, 去吸取这样的一个教导。
One more question here.
Yes.
So this is the second question from Amara Mataji. Sometime we might need to serve some people who may not be very favorable to Krishna. What should be our consciousness while serving such persons in the society?
那么Amara Mataji 问的第二个问题就是, 有的时候我们要去服务那些, 不是那么支持 Krishna 知觉的一些人，那么在这种情况下， 我们应该带着什么样的知觉去服务他们呢？
A lot depends on how strong is your Krishna consciousness.
很大程度上就取决于你的 Krishna 知觉到底有多强烈。
You may want to get away from that Kamsa-like person as fast and as quickly as you can.
可能你会尽可能快地远离像康萨这样的一类人。
But if you have strong Krishna consciousness, what you need to think is behind this unpleasant or unwholesome person, there's a purpose that Krishna has me here in this position, and I want to be focused on the purpose of serving Krishna all the while.
如果 Krishna 知觉非常强烈的话, 非常坚定的话, 那么在这种, 在就是服务这种, 像 Kamsa 一样可怕的人物的背后的使命, 看到 Krishna, 让我在这个地方的目的是什么?
No,
通过去服务 Krishna 的这一目的,
Time for one more question, and then no more questions after one more question, please.
Yes, Guru Maharaj. One more question from Yamuna Tira, David Darcy. 顶拜 Guru, 对待世俗世界的人应该是爱而不是依恋, 因为依恋 导致痛苦, 而爱和依恋 Krishna 会带来永久的快乐, 是这样吗? 即使是和 Krishna 分离的情感, 也是快乐的吗? I offer my obeisance to Guru. So one, when we deal with the common people in the material world or materialist people, so we should deal with them with love instead of attachment, because attachment causes suffering. But love and attachment to Krishna will bring eternal happiness. Is like that?
Well, maybe the right word is compassion towards persons who are Kamsa-like.
可能用的更恰当的一个字眼是对像 Kamsa 这样的世俗之人怀着怜悯之情。这个怜悯之情在这就是用的更恰当的一个词语。
At the soul level, all souls are Krishna's eternal parts and they're all good. But through material contamination, one may be heading in the wrong direction. So you can be compassionate towards those heading in the wrong direction, but you may also need to keep your distance from them.
在灵魂的层面上，所有的众生从灵魂的层面上来说都是 Krishna 的所属的碎片部分。那么对于那从灵魂的层面上来说，所有的灵魂本性都是好的，但是由于受到物质的污染，有一些人他们朝着错误的方向行进，所以要对这些朝着错误方向行进的人们向他们心怀怜悯。Yeah, and the second point that even we are in the separation with Krishna, such a separation, the feeling of separation from Krishna is also kind of happiness.
Feelings of, this is the same question asked before, feelings of separation have to haveattachment for Krishna, otherwise there's no meaning to a feeling of separation.
那么除非是一个人依恋 Krishna, 否则是无所谓对 Krishna 的分离之情的。无所谓对 Krishna 分离的情感。除非一个人依恋 Krishna, 他才会有跟 Krishna 的这种分离之情。
When there is attachment for Krishna, the whole variety and range of emotions in relation to Krishna are joyful.
当一个人依恋 Krishna 的时候，对 Krishna 的各种各样的这种情感都是非常令人愉悦的。
And this is because when there's separation, the feelings of attachment become intensified.
因为当处在与 Krishna 的分离之情当中的时候，对 Krishna 的依恋就愈发强烈。
Just like Jambavati and Ambika.
就像 Jambavati 和 Ambika 一样。
They can't be together because it's the pandemic, but they're communicating however they communicate from time to time.Their feelings of appreciation from one another will increase.
因为疫情期间他们无法相聚在一起，但是他们对彼此之间的这种欣赏、思念之情会愈发的强烈。
Okay, so we're not going to do anything more. Thank you.
那 Janaka Prabhu 下一次呢？
No, it's time.
Yes.
You can send his question to me and I'll respond, but I want to keep the time. Thank you.
Yes, good night. Sure.
I will put you down.
在。谢谢郭玛哈拉吉非常精彩的讲课，以及奉献者们提出来的精彩的问题，咕噜给出的精彩的回答，非常高兴在这里有这样的机会服务大家，希望大家有一个甜美的梦。Hare Krishna。
Janaka Prabhu 的问题。